It's time for Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
Here's the Mayor of Auckland, Phil Goff. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning.
Good
morning, Mikey. It's a sunny day in Auckland. It's not too bad, mate.
Sunny day in Auckland. It's a lovely day. Crap of a day to be a mayor, though, when you're telling everybody about our extra fuel taxes.
Yeah. Nobody welcomes extra costs. Not you and not me and not anybody listening to the program. But we all actually know the reality underneath it. If you're going to grow to 2 million people in the next 10 years and you don't invest, your congestion's going to get worse and worse. You're going to get gridlocked, and this place just won't work. So do the government have to increase the investment in transport, particularly public transport and alternative modes of transport? Of course they do. And you know, we hate it. We hate paying it, but we know that you have to do it because the alternative's that much worse.
The thing is, I guess you pay your taxes, and if you see the results, you're going to be happy. If that's the if the reality is, here's the taxes, here's the fuel taxes, here's the proposed extra 22 cents, is it all up for Aucklanders?
Yeah, ultimately, City Council's regional fuel tax comes in July. That's 10 cents plus GST. And
I'm going to be working my AA card and your benefit card, your points and system and that. You really need to work those.
I
did quite well on that yesterday, actually, at the pump.
You shop around.
Not community services, Joe. Your Z card, your blooming, what do you call it?
The local mobile service station, for the car I've got that's not the electric car.
Yeah.
They give you 6 cents a litre off, and that makes it worthwhile. And you go to your supermarket, and they'll give you something off too if you're lucky. But look, we all know, what do you get back from it? Well, we know what we've got back from decades of underinvestment in Auckland. We've got worsening traffic congestion. We've got gridlock. We've got more time spent in the bloody car, hours on stuck in the traffic jam. And you know that what we needed to do, take the classic example, City Rail Link. It'll double the amount of people that can travel by train into town.
Is this the airport one you're talking about?
No. This is the one that we've got the rail link around Auckland.
Yeah.
We should be opening that this year, and we're only just bloody starting it. You know, that should have been started 6 or 7 years ago when it was first mooted, because everybody knew it was necessary. But you leave things too long in the too hard basket, they just get harder and they get more expensive to resolve. And it's time, actually, we started tackling these problems. Not to do that is frankly irresponsible. And it's a bit like that report on climate change from Westpac Bank this morning. You know, the longer you leave it, the more expensive it becomes. You can save $30 billion if you get on and just do it. And that's what we should have done with transport, decades ago in Auckland.
I'm glad the Westpac Bank used all that extra profit that they make to do a report on that. That's just really great.
I must
thank them for their support to the earth that they've given everyone. Yeah, that's so great. Thanks, banks. You guys are really great. But people want things done, but they want things done now. How hard is that to do? How hard is it to get decisions made that aren't going to be bad ones? Surely all the people that are in council are really smart, clever, and you've got the best people on everything. Is that right?
Yeah, right. I think making the decision, that's a challenging part. You need to get it right, but making the decision and then delivering the goods, that's years apart. Look at the Waterview Tunnel. We made that decision back in 2007. We opened it last year.
Yeah.
That's how long infrastructure takes. But if you haven't made the decision, you can never get on and do it. And what I welcome about this new thing, we all know that there's a total snarl up on the Isthmus of Auckland, and pretty soon you'll be spending as long getting to the airport as you will be getting to your destination by plane.
That's assuming you've got a job you can afford to get to.
Well, I mean,
or even if you live anywhere.
Well, you've got to pay for the house as well. So there are all those challenges. But look, we can get on. We can solve these problems. there are solutions to them. Do we have to contribute towards it? Of course we do. Is the rest of New Zealand going to pay for everything Auckland wants? Of course it won't. Do we have to pay our share? Yeah, of course we do. So government, I'm looking for more from government, because 60% of all population growth in the next decade is going to be in Auckland. 60% of all of New Zealand's population growth will be in Auckland. So they've got to play their part, but we've got to come to the party as well. And, you know, I said, this is not me just suddenly discovering that now. I said during the election campaign to people, meeting after meeting, if you want to believe the others that say we can get all these things and we won't have to contribute a cracker towards it, well, vote for them. But actually, it's not very honest. Because, of course, you know, who pays?
Listen, I don't think saying anything about John Banks is going to get us anywhere today, Mr. Gough. You know, we've had some really rubbish councils in the past, you know, and a lot of it has been just dicking around saying things are going to get done and nothing's going to get done. So, I mean, if we do want things to get done now, as long as everyone's accountable and there's transparency and no one's telling lies and no one's backpatting each other and everyone's doing the job they're supposed to do, then how can we complain?
Yeah, well, that's the guts of it. You know, you don't get elected to office to sit on your thumb and say, I won't make any decisions because every decision I make will upset somebody and it's just all too hard. If you think that way, you might as well not be in the job. You've got to say, what are the problems? What are the solutions? What's the most cost-effective way of getting that solution in place? And then you've got to show some leadership and say, we're going to get out and we're going to fix it. We're going to fix the water quality. We're going to work to fix the traffic congestion. That'll take a while. That'll actually take a considerable while. But if we don't start it today, then we're never going to get to the point that we want to of having a city that you can move around in easily.
There's a report came out just a couple of days ago talking about the quality of rivers in this country. Auckland doesn't come through very well on that. In fact, the worst, which I guess is probably right because, you know, due to the population, but not impressive.
No. Our lakes are better. Our lakes were, I think, 94% swimmable. Our rivers were about 22%.
Which ones? What lakes in Auckland are swimmable?
Oh, well, you know, I guess I didn't look at all the individual lakes, but I guess they're talking about right across the Auckland region, wherever you've got a body of water that's a lake. Actually, the quality hasn't been too bad, but our streams, our streams are often shit, and literally, the well-named Motions Creek, which we've been pouring sewage into for as long as Auckland's been there. Yeah. That's got to change. And, you want to have a world-class city where your streams are clean and your beaches are swimmable. And again, we've actually exposed just how bad things had got with our new Safe Swim program, where for the first time ever, you've got an accurate record of what the swimmability of our beaches are. And I knew that when we exposed that to Aucklanders, Aucklanders wouldn't like it. And to be fair to Aucklanders, when they saw that and they said, yeah, targeted rate to improve our water quality, it's a no-brainer. And you know, two-thirds of Aucklanders have actually voted to increase the targeted rate to deal with that problem. And, you know, that's not to be underestimated.
No,
you,
no.
You ask anybody, do you want to pay more for a service or you want to pay more for something to make it better, and the default position is always no. Hey, no, we want it better, but we don't want to pay for it. But actually, this is Aucklanders going out and saying, you know, in the results that we've analysed so far, two-thirds of them saying, of course you've got to get on and do it. Just put the targeted rate on and clean it up.
Right.
And the good thing about the targeted rate is we know where that money's being spent, because it can't be spent for any purpose other than the one for which it was raised.
Right. Let's talk America's Cup before you go, Phil. Congratulations, that's all done.
the decision's all done.
Yeah, the decision's all done. But so it's going to you're running with a budget of.
What we're looking at the moment, it's 98.5 million coming from ratepayers,
yep,
and about 114 million from the government. But
who's paying the hosting fee?
Government's paying the whole thing. I said right at the beginning I didn't want anything to do with the hosting fee.
Yep.
Government's paying that, but we're paying for some of the things that we'll get long-term advantages for. So moving some of the hazardous substance tanks, building facilities that'll be great for Auckland into the future. You know, look, my hand shook on that one, and it took me just about to the limit of what I thought we could afford.
I was going to say.
But, what's the option? Do we say to the rest of New Zealand, we're the only city in New Zealand that can host it. No, no, we don't want the cup here. No, we're not proud of the fact that we're best in the world at a particular sporting endeavour. We're not proud of the fact that our guys beat the most powerful country in the world and one of the biggest multinational corporations in the world, all done on the smell of an oily rag compared to the money they had available. Of course we're proud of that. Do we want a vibrant city that's exciting to live in? Do you enjoy things like the Volvo Round the World race when it comes to town, or the America's Cup when the whole city sort of lights up and you can showcase your city to the world because it's a beautiful harbour and we've got great sporting people and we've got high tech. You know, all of those things are great for Auckland. It'll create, you know, what the estimate the other day was about 6,000 to 8,000 jobs will be created in Auckland. Yeah, that's good. I want to see Aucklanders employed. I want to see people come to the city and spend their money here. I want to see the maritime industry grow by, you know, they're estimating about $240 million worth of work created for our maritime industry. Yeah, I want to see the hotels full and the hospitality areas doing well and employing more people. All of those things will be good for Auckland. But again, you know, we had to beat a share of that cost.
How much did, I mean, because it feels like you and I have been talking about that for since I started doing the show again, and it's, I mean, yeah. how much does, of that $98.2 million, is that, that not including how much it is, that just the back and forth and the actual talking, the talking about it must be in the millions of dollars as well. Just the getting around to actually making that decision.
Yeah, the resource consent, the investigative work, the analysis. But hey, in the end of it.
So how much is that all worth? You reckon?
Oh, that's some
10 million, some the, 20 million.
Oh, no, wouldn't have been that.
Yeah, really?
You're talking about 2 to 3 million, I think. Really? And that's enough.
That's enough, thanks.
Yeah. Hey, just look out. I'm looking out the window now at that Wynyard Point, and it's covered in the oil storage tanks. The northern ones will be there for a few years yet. But on the southern end, yeah, hey, we'll get rid of that. We'll end up with a beautiful headland park and a linear park down there. We'll have a vibrant maritime industry there. We'll pay for some of the work by developing high-class retail, commercial, entertainment in part of the Wynyard Point quarter to the south. You know, that's the sort of stuff. You look at what happened in the Viaduct Basin after the last America's Cup, and you can see how you can transform your city. And that's what we want to do to Auckland. Hey, that's world
class. The key to that, though, is once the America's Cup's gone, is not letting it go dry the way that it did in the Viaduct. The Viaduct was a dead hole for a while after the America's Cup. And I mean, that's what.
You're not suggesting we're going to lose the America's Cup. I'm suggesting we want to keep winning that because once we keep getting the benefit.
I know what you're talking about. Like someone's just texting, what are all the extra jobs that are going to come up because of the America's Cup? Well, what are those jobs going to be, and are they long term, short term, whatever? Hey, Phil, we're going to have to go, but wonderful to talk to you again, as always.
Good to talk to you, mate.
And there's a lot on your plate this week. We'll speak to you again this time next week, where everything will be really mellow and you won't have much to do at all.
Yeah, something like that. Okay, Mikey. Good to see you, mate.
Bye bye.
Bye.
That was Sounding Off with Phil Goff.